The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
I'm Jim Stevenson. Welcome to The Game Room.
My dream came true tonight on the floor.
Four teams remain. Four dreams of winning a men's collegiate basketball national title. Tom Izzo led his Michigan State Spartans to a one-point victory over Duke, the overall number one seed in the annual March Madness tournament. Izzo's number of wins against Duke doubled with the 87-86 victory, but
that second win, that 50% of the wins I had, sends us to a Final Four.
Tom Izzo's 2-11 record against Duke nearly matches his Final Four record, where he hopes to double his championship total.
It's the eighth Final Four, but we've only won one.
Four teams remain, four great stories to be told.
No one has faced pressure like these guys have or this program. After losing in that first round, no one's done that in the history of the game.
Last year, Virginia became the first regional top seed ever to lose its opening round game. In a season, the Cavaliers were picked by many to win it all. Coach Tony Bennett and his players used that as a Virginia buzzer-beating shot went in to force overtime and then take the game 80-75. Texas Tech was given only a 14% chance to reach the Final Four, but the Red Raiders have, and for the first time in school history.
It's just indescribable, really is.
Texas Tech coach Chris Beard led his team past regional top seed Gonzaga 75-69, with strong defense that has made Texas Tech one of the two feel-good underdog teams to watch.
I think we're one of the best teams in the country this year.
Four teams remain, four stories already fulfilled.
Could you say the very first part of what you said when you introduced us?
The Auburn Tigers going to the Final Four are with us.
Thank you, sir.
Sounds good, doesn't it?
It sounds great.
The Auburn Tigers are experiencing the Final Four for the first time in school history. Coach Bruce Pearl had to guide Auburn through the three winningest schools in college basketball history: Kansas, North Carolina, and Kentucky.
It's an honor to even be on the floor with those programs. And that's what makes March so special. Which team is it going to be?
The semifinal winners in Minneapolis on April 6th tip off for the national championship 2 days later. The Game Room opens with new stories each week on voanews.com.
That was a program from the Voice of America.